You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. Children on the autism spectrum have atypical brains. They tend to be really anxious, and they don't do well with change. So for 120 students at Santa Rosa's Inova Center for Education, the past month since the devastating North Bay fires has been really tough. Many of these young people had miserable experiences in public school classrooms before their districts agreed to send them to this school for high-functioning kids with autism. It's their home away from home. But the fire that raged through Wine Country burned the school down, and nine families lost their houses, too. Reporter Lee Romney shows us how one 11-year-old boy is faring and what the school is doing to get all students back to a calming classroom routine.
Are you sure how it goes?
What's the next part? I forget.
Give me the first note again.
I'm visiting Jocko Sodi, his twin sister, and their parents at a family friend's house. It's the fourth place they've stayed since the fire started. The piano helps them feel a little bit normal.
And then the second part, I think, is...
That's what I thought.
Jocko evacuated his own Santa Rosa house in the early hours of October 9th. He left without much besides his Star Wars shirt, the one that's got Darth Vader on it, playing baseball with a lightsaber.
The time was roughly like 2:10-ish, and basically my sister, she like woke me up. I basically thought it was morning, but after I realized it was dark outside, I was like, what's going on? And my sister said, we are evacuating, Jocko, just get out of your dang bed. And yeah, my sister was cruel that way. And I was able to grab literally my toothbrush, toothpaste, and only one pair of clothes.
He's pretty unhappy about that because his house and everything in it burned down.
My dad was firm on going, so if I could have grabbed more, I probably would have grabbed all my fencing gear, which cost like hundreds of dollars.
Jocko's got big brown eyes, braces, and a really rational mind. Kids on the autism spectrum don't do well with big changes, and a lot is up in the air for him. Even though he puts on a good face, he's clearly struggling with his feelings. He talks about riding an imaginary lion into his devastated neighborhood to chase off looters. And he tells his mom three times.
I'm still kind of mad at the fact that I was able to grab basically nothing.
Without a house, his parents have even been talking about leaving Sonoma County. Because Jocko's school, it burned too.
Yeah, it was pretty sad, the fact that it was actually gone. Then again, it was honestly a little bit predictable because it's such a big building which has some wood supports, like wood.
To understand just how hard this is, it helps to know what things were like for Jocko before Inova. He was diagnosed with autism when he was 3.5. He spent kindergarten, first and second grade at a public school, but he struggled. Here's Jocko's mom, Lucia Cacho.
There were, you know, instances where he was aggressive towards his peers, sometimes, you know, pulling down the shelves in the library where they were trying to keep him in, away from their kids. And it was just getting worse and worse.
The whole time, his family tried to find the right environment and behavior plan for Jocko. But he started having suicidal thoughts. He acted out a lot and got punished for it. His dad, Raj Sodi, says his wife's stomach sank whenever she saw the school's number pop up on her caller ID.
She's like, oh God, what happened today? And so that was a very stressful time.
Jocko's frustrations boiled over. Here's his twin sister, Sophia.
People would recognize me, not like as Sophia, but like, you're Jocko's sister. You're the one who's related to the guy that pulled my hair or something. It's like, no, he's Jocko. It's like, He's not just a hair puller. He can learn stuff.
When Jocko finally got to Inova, everything changed.
They weren't treating me as if I was a bad person for like the first time in a while. This teacher not treating me like a bad person hasn't happened in a while for me.
And then they also recognized how smart you are, right?
Yeah.
Inova students come from as far as 80 miles away. Like Jocko, most are referred by their public school districts, which pay. When Jocko got in, he skipped a grade, and his outbursts, they dwindled to almost nothing. The kids can leave class whenever they need a break. There are quiet rooms for calming down, rooms where they can jump on a trampoline or swing to stimulate their vestibular systems, counselors to talk to, and there's the therapy dog named Larry.
What do you do when you take a Larry break?
Well, sometimes you can just get some toys and play with them. Sometimes you can just, like, give them belly rubs and stuff like that. And you can also, like, sort of, I like, just flop his ears around sometimes. Most of the time, he just sleeps on his bed, which hopefully wasn't, which might probably might have been burned in the fire. Hopefully wasn't.
Jaco's dad was so worried about not being able to find housing in Sonoma County, he took Jaco to check out two other schools for kids with autism in distant communities where they might have better luck. Jaco says necessity beats friends, so he'll go if he has to. But the upheaval is taking a toll, says his mom, Lucia.
You could tell that he looked really low and sad, and, you know, the thought of changing was probably heavy for him. So,
yeah, we're probably not going to change schools in general, are we?
We're trying really hard to stay here, right? That's what mommy and daddy are trying really hard to do.
Got it. That's what I was just waiting to hear, that we're actually trying to stay and we're not just trying to move away.
About a week after the fire started, families piled into the Oddfellows Hall in Santa Rosa to get an update from Inova's Andrew Bailey. He tells them school will be back in session soon and that none of them have been forgotten in the chaos.
And the number one thing that we have been talking about since day one is, how are these kids? How are these families? Who lost a home? Who needs help? Who's at risk of leaving the county? We're trying to keep people here. We don't want anybody to have to leave. So,
not long after, I meet up with Bailey. He's Inova's CEO and Director of Educational Services. He also co-founded the school 17 years ago. He was a therapist back then, and he realized that these high-functioning kids with autism, the ones that often test at grade level, were falling through the cracks.
All of us really started understanding that the students like the ones we serve are not misbehaving because they're bad or manipulative. And that is a game changer for our students. They're understood and they're addressed with sensory sensitivity.
Bailey knows that sensitivity will be more important than ever when school reopens.
They do understand the dangers in life and they might perseverate on those things, and that can create real emotional problems that can disrupt your day-to-day functioning. When something like a fire comes along, these kids are going to have a real exacerbation of that.
He says Inova's therapist will be ready to help students like Jaco assess how they're feeling, to know whether danger is even present anymore.
And how to calm yourself down, which is really important, breathing and imagination and rationalization.
We're at the school's administrative office, which didn't burn. And we decide to take a drive to the charred campus about 3 miles away. Bailey takes a route that's just been reopened to traffic. A view of burnt hills in the distance gives way to blackened neighborhoods that stretch for blocks.
That was a community of homes right there and right there.
The lawn in front of the school is still vibrant green. A couple of baked tomatoes cling to a surviving vine in the small garden. But other than a few rooms on the far end, the building is a cinder block shell filled with wreckage.
And you can see where it's melted and the paint is melted into bubbles, and so the concrete roof is flipped over right there.
Bailey takes a photo of the blistered tomatoes. Then it's time to go.
All right, well, I've seen enough for today. I can't take it anymore. I like what we're doing to build better than looking at that. That's hard.
Back at Inova's administrative offices, Bailey's mood lifts. A suite of rooms are buzzing with teachers and therapists finishing lesson plans and ordering supplies.
So all of these, you know, instead of sitting in one big classroom, we'll have people broken up. And again,
Inova will fit some students here. The rest will be split between two other schools in the county with classrooms to spare. In the new year, Inova expects to set up portable classrooms at its old location and await a full rebuild. For now, the school's team of therapists we'll split up too, so each site will be staffed all day. The only rover will be Larry, the Golden Retriever Labrador mix. He'll make his rounds with Principal Heidi Adler. He seems to be doing okay.
Speak!
Larry, speak!
Speak! Speak!
Speak!
Speak.
Nice!
Speak!
You got to speak in a turn.
I catch up with Jocko on the first day of class at the end of October, 3 weeks after the fire. His grade and two others are in borrowed space in Healdsburg for now. The head counselor spent the morning talking to students about what they've been through. Now they're making art. Jocko is drawing a picture of a dog. His has been staying with a pet sitter.
It's very cute.
This is awesome.
Does it have big cheeks?
Huge cheeks.
Jocko's family found rental housing through a friend in Healdsburg, just a couple of miles from here. Jocko's sister, Sophia, is not happy about it.
She feels like it's the stupidest place we could possibly get a house. All that matters is that we at least have one, but she's like, no, I want to be in Santa Rosa.
Well, unfortunately, it's really hard to find one there.
Exactly.
ANOVA staff tried to replicate the students' old classroom, down to the posters on the wall.
Hello, everyone.
Is it going to be like this every afternoon?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Outside, Jocko's teacher, Alicia Hahn, said the new space is an adjustment.
So we had more tables in the back so they could spread out. We had a nice library in the nook in the back with big beanbag chairs.
But for these kids with autism, just getting back to routine is a huge relief.
You could just feel the positivity from all of them, just seeing their friends and seeing their teachers and just being like, ah, normalcy.
Even for Jocko.
Getting to see him laugh and see this is great. He's hanging out with his buddy.
Counselors will be tracking the kids closely as they heal, and it's going to take some time.
So, if you had to give this place a 1 out of 10.
Well, you have to get the 1 out of 10.
How's life?
I'd probably give it a 5.
Fire hazard,
how come?
Fire hazard.
I don't know. I just want to.
For now, it's pretty clear the fire still looms large. In Sonoma County, I'm Lee Romney for Cross Currents.